This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 13. For Wednesday, August 12th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were slightly lower on Wednesday morning. The November canola contract is down $1.50 at $482.50 per ton. The January contract is down $1.30 at $488.50 per ton. Canola was weaker ahead of the supply-demand estimates report from the USDA, which will be published later this morning. The WASDE is expected to have a generally bearish effect on the market. Relative strength in the Canadian dollar kept pressure on canola prices this morning. The dollar was around 75.4 U.S. cents. Gains in Chicago soy oil were supportive of canola values. Nearby soy oil contracts were up by about a third of a cent in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was generally stronger on Wednesday morning. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 250,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China. An additional 120,000 tons of soybeans were purchased by unknown destinations. All of these purchases are set for delivery during the current marketing year. Analysts expect the USDA to raise soybean ending stocks by about 100 million bushels to total 524 million bushels. The September soybean contract is up 1.5 cents at $8.72 per bushel. September soy oil is up by a third of a cent at 30.9 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up 10 cents at $284 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly stronger this morning. Analysts are expecting the USDA to raise corn ending stocks to 2.8 billion bushels, which is up 19% from prior estimates. The September corn contract is up 0.5 cents at $3.12 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower this morning. Analysts are expecting the USDA to raise ending stocks to total 946 million bushels, which would be up from last month's estimate by about 20 million bushels. Chicago September is down 3 cents at $4.92 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is down 1.5 cents at $4.15. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down a cent at $4.92 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 12th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.